Ah, yes, the magnificent Trolley Sour Bright Crawler, also known as Trollicus brightolus. The worm's captivating neon colour makes it an easy, gummy prey.
Trolley!
It's a surprisingly sour, invitingly chewy, staggeringly snackable species unlike anything else found on this planet.
Eat me!
Delicious. Visit trolley.com to shop now.
Trolley, eat me!
Friday night. 10:29 p.m. in the East, streaming live on Pride48.com. It's time for the mix. I completely forgot whether I used the date in the title or not. Who knows? I don't do this show alone, though. I do it with my good buddy, Adam Burns. Adam, how are you this evening?
I have so many things to say. I don't listen, so I don't know what you say.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. I mentioned my name. I'm Daniel Brewer.
I do
this show
I don't know.
Alone. And...
yeah, you did.
Okay, great. Great.
You sound sultry this evening.
Sultry?
Yeah, and you didn't hold Friday out as long. Did you run out of breath?
I did. It's almost as if I have a respiratory disease, Adam, that doesn't let me hold out the things as long as I would
mean,
like
what you,
to.
What you people aren't seeing, because this is an audio podcast,
yes,
is Daniel is laying in a hospital-type bed.
You're not laying. I'm propped up.
He's hooked up to an IV at the moment.
I'm propped up. That's just vodka. No, the... I've been sick, Adam. I've been to the promised land and back. I got a breakthrough. That was my big Christmas present to myself, was a nice breakthrough case of COVID.
Well, there you go, Daniel. Vaccines do not work. That's what I've been saying all along. Mm-hmm. We should have been using that horse, whatever that was, ivermectin.
Yeah.
If you had been using that or injecting bleach, you would have been fine. But no, you went and had them put that. You don't know what's in that vaccine.
Yeah, I do. Microchips and stuff. That's
well, yeah, they're tracking you right now.
Well, yeah, but that's fine.
By the way, I assume that person behind you is a nurse. But why is he naked?
It's easier to clean that way. Sanitary reasons.
Okay.
The thing is, Adam, is I ended up going to a trivia game, you know, like one of those bar trivia things.
Like Puzzle and Pint or whatever they call them.
Yeah, where they have, you know, you make a team name, you have a table, they ask you questions. So my nephew had invited us to this trivia thing at a bar, or it was a brewery over in Lakeland. And you would think that this would be, you know, a fairly low-key place to do it. It was outside. You know, they had a big tent set up, but it was outside. You know, they had food trucks and stuff, but it was, you know, this was not an enclosed space or anything. This was outside. And that's, I guess, where we got it, was from this brewery. Then, you know, it took a couple of days before I started feeling bad. And then just Christmas morning, I just took a header, splat. I was very, very sick on Christmas. And, but I mean, at no point in time was I like needed to be hospitalized sick. This was just a very bad cold. I had congestion. I had a throbbing headache. I would get a fever, so I would be shivering, you know, so I'd throw electric blankets over me and everything, and then I would get warmed up, and then I would be sweating, right? And so then I would just alternate back and forth between shivering and sweating. And that went on for a few days, and it was not fun. I made the mistake of not getting a booster because I had so many things going on around the holiday time that I was like, well, if I get a booster and then I get sick from it, you know, if I have a couple of days of being sick, I don't want that to happen, you know, on Christmas weekend. So I'll just wait. And so I had actually planned on getting my booster like the day after Christmas. but I never got around to getting my booster. Zach had been boosted, and he was only sick for like maybe 3 or 4 days. But I'm here today. It did kick my ass. It did kick my ass. We're now on day 14 of me being ill. I no longer have headaches. I no longer have fever. I have, you know, a lingering cough, but it's a minor nuisance. But I still get really fatigued. Like just, you know, like climbing up the stairs is, you know, wipes me out. I get very fatigued in the afternoon, and I'm like Big Fatty. I have to take a nip a nap in the afternoon because I just can't keep my eyes open. I just exhausted. And that's getting slowly better every day, but not marginally better every day. You know what I'm saying? It's like every day's a little bit better, but there's no like, oh, I'm great today. You know, it was, it's always a little bit more, but the one thing that I wanted to bring up here is I ended up with the worst possible symptom. I wouldn't wish it on anyone ever, but I had for at least 9 or 10 days, a putrid metallic taste in my mouth that would not go away. And that meant that anything I ate tasted rotten and disgusting. So I couldn't eat because I could choke down one or two bites of something before it was, no way. Oh, this is disgusting. And it didn't matter whether it was sweet, salty, savory, you know, it didn't matter. It was just this lingering death taste in my mouth, which just added to the fatigue and the, you know, feeling really weak because I wasn't eating. Right. So it was like, I was barely able to eat for, you know, a good 9 or 10 days. And, just, I would not wish that anyway. It was absolutely horrible.
I had not heard that symptom. I had heard loss of smell, so nothing tastes good because you can't smell anything, but I had not heard of anyone having a particular, you know, metallic or rotten taste.
Yeah.
Although I always, so first of all, and I'm upset, I have, as far as I know, I have not had COVID. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I mean, maybe I've taken a couple of tests. They were both negative. Mm-hmm. When Mark and I went to St. Thomas, we didn't have any antibodies. We were negative. I don't know. I mean, who knows? But that being said, so I don't know how bad it is, but I generally don't mind being sick. Like, I don't mind feeling bad, mm-hmm. but I feel so guilty laying in bed because there's so many other things I need to be doing. Like, I feel guilty if I have to miss work.
Yeah.
Or I feel guilty if I have to, or I feel guilty because maybe I'm giving something to Mark, or, you know, if I can't. So I have these mental things that, because if I could just lay there and watch Netflix and mm-hmm. and feel bad, I would mm-hmm. be okay with it. I'd be like, you know what? I feel like crap, but I'm watching Netflix. Like, it's okay. But
I mean, I was doing that. I was watching Netflix. I mean, you know, amid bouts of sweating, diarrhea, and, you know, general just feeling like shit. But yeah, I was watching Netflix and whatnot, but yeah, it really wears you down. And so anyway, I think we're through the worst of it now.
As long as you're done, but the reason I really didn't want you to die.
Yeah.
Is because we're going on this Alaska cruise.
Yeah, we're going on an Alaskan cruise. Yeah.
And I've already paid for it.
Right. Yeah, I haven't paid for mine. I've only given a deposit. So, you know,
I didn't get the travel insurance because I didn't really think you were going to die.
I picked up the travel insurance too.
Yeah, I thought, gosh, you know, here Daniel invited me to go on this cruise. I paid my full price, and then he goes and you know dies.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're not dead.
I'm not. I have not yet called the travel agent. The every day it's on my list of things to do, and every day I just don't feel up to talking on the phone. You know, so I will call the travel agent and get all that sorted.
No rush, because I mean that's what you wanted to do. The travel agent anyway, that was your idea. I do though have a question because
sure.
They send me all these emails.
Oh yeah, they do.
Now,
they love sending you fucking.
I get four or five emails a day. Mm-hmm. Hey. We have a 50% off on, you know, yada, yada, get your drink special, you know, get
that's right. Have you not gotten your drink special
well,
yet?
Well, no, because should I go ahead and do all that stuff, or should I wait until you call this travel agent? Because
I don't think that's going to change.
Well, like the restaurant thing, because I want to do the restaurant package as well, so that I can, you know, go with you guys. So can I go ahead and do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
we got, just so you know, you can get whatever you would like, but we got the three meal.
Okay.
Restaurant package. So
I feel like there was a five meal they were advertising to me.
Yeah, there was.
Me,
there was, like there a, was an every single night. But at the same time,
a deluxe.
We've never been on Royal Caribbean before. So I'm like, I'll give their main dining room a chance. That's fine. And it's not like you're precluded from eating at the other restaurants. It's just, you're just prepaying for them. So to me, it was, we just got the three because there were definitely three restaurants that we wanted to eat at. So we're doing the three package for the meals.
And so have you heard of this thing called Royal Up?
Yes, but because we are not, you selected a cabin and we haven't. So, you know, the Royal Up is a program by Royal Caribbean, which allows you to bid on suites and stuff. So basically you could then bid on a suite, and if you win the bid, then you get it for whatever price it is that you bid. So it's like a blind bid kind of a thing, but you're allowed to bid on as many of them as you want. Okay. So it's unsold suite. So if the owner suite isn't sold that week and it's normally $5,000 a night or something, then you could theoretically put in a bid for $1,000 a night and win. And then you would have the owner suite for $1,000 a night.
Okay. Because now that we're going on a cruise and I'm so excited, I've been watching these. I don't know if you've watched any of these cruise blogs cruise YouTube videos.
Yeah, I have. And yeah, let me just say that. Let me
they
just say this.
They suck.
Yeah, they do. We really,
but
they
we talk about this Royal Up thing.
We should do cruise blogs because let me tell you, this one Royal Caribbean cruise blog, this Matt from Royal Caribbean cruise blog, is that who you're talking about?
I don't know. I mean, all of them are sucky. I've seen several. Google recommends them to me now because it knows I'm going on a cruise.
Here's the thing. Listen to this. This is a guy that does, a YouTube channel, but he has the worst diction in the world. He's just like, listen to this crap.
Let's face it. Nobody likes change. And when it comes to cruise ships, boy, no one really likes change. And today I've got six things that people that go on a cruise a lot really hate. Up next.
Right. So no. Here's his big. Listen to. Tell me what he's saying here. You ready?
Okay.
Hey everyone, it's Matt from RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com, and you know.
All right. What did he just say?
Hi everybody, it's Matt from RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com.
It took me six times to figure that out because he's like, "Hey everybody, it's Matt from RoyalCaribbeanBlog.com." He's just like, and is he talking on a headset or something? It's very.
I don't know. Yeah. They're all horrible, and they have. I don't know, but I don't know if it's the Royal Caribbean blog specifically, because it seems like now I can't talk, but it seems like that one would be more official. So I don't know if that's the one that I've watched or not. Does he have an official Royal Caribbean set behind him? Or?
No. He never really shows himself on camera. He it's all stock footage of ships and his own personal footage of the cruise ships and stuff.
Is he paid by Royal Caribbean, or is this just some guy who able to buy that domain?
Yeah, he basically got that domain. He is not a Royal Caribbean.
That wouldn't be a bad... because if you... Not... I should buy crystalcruiseblog.com or something. And then I could start a channel and you have automatic viewership because... You know, people who like Auntie Scott, who take Crystal Cruise all the time, would Google that, and then it would come up. So you would automatically at least get a few viewers.
Right. I mean, we're not going on a Crystal Cruise. We're going
I know, but Royal Caribbean Blog, unfortunately, Royal Caribbean Blog.com is already taken.
Why limit yourself to as long as you, let's say you had AdamsCruiseBlog.com, right?
Yeah.
In the title of the one for the Royal Caribbean would be Royal, you'd still be searched for Royal Caribbean. Like you don't have to, your channel name doesn't have to be the name that things are searching for. Like when you search for Royal Caribbean cruises out there, you don't have to be on a channel called Royal Caribbean, right? It will find it in the title of the video.
I should do that. All of them suck. All of those.
They do.
But that's how I learned about Royal Up, because one of the ones that was recommended was like, oh, you can use Royal Up and upgrade your suite or upgrade your room. And I said, oh, I've never heard of that,
Bob. Continuing on. So we also went ahead and prepaid for our drinks. That's up to you if you want to do that or not. We got a really good, like there's a 45% discount on it or something like that. So we went ahead and just prepaid for our drinks. So we don't have to worry.
We always do that. So I am going to do it, yeah, but I was waiting.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about paying for drinks for the duration of the cruise, right? So any that soda, water, alcohol, whatever, we don't have to worry about it. So, we've prepaid for that. And then the other thing that we went ahead and prepaid for was the internet. We went ahead and got a high speed internet for both of us. So.
Have you prepaid for the ivermectin in case we get COVID?
No.
While we're on the cruise?
No, I'm hoping now that since I have been vaccinated and have had COVID, that I'm, now I'm like super.
Well, you should definitely still get the booster.
I'm super immune now, right? So it's like.
Well, I read that that's not true.
Well, I like to believe that it is, Adam.
But I think you should still get the booster, but since you've already had it, maybe wait a little closer to the cruise or something.
I'm going to get the booster. I'm not going to get the booster until I'm completely healed, though. They suggest that you wait until, you're back to 100% before you get your booster. Anyway, so there you go, Adam. That's been my 14 days. I apologize for us missing the show last week. I was ready to go. I know.
I was walking up to the studio.
I didn't cancel it until the very last minute because I was sleeping and I was like, all right, if I can just take a nap, then I feel that I can do this. And I was so weak and it was just,
it would have been very low energy.
Oh,
so
it would have been the worst.
It's probably best that we skip for everyone.
It was, but we had a couple of things that we needed to, that we had announced on the show before that, things that are very confusing to us now as to why maybe people just don't listen to us anymore. Maybe there's no listeners to our show anymore, but
I think we've lost our listenership.
Yeah, we had a celebrity death phone, was restarted and the biggest celebrity in the fucking universe died. And you're telling me we got one phone call. We got one phone call.
One phone call, Daniel. I feel kind of guilty because I think it was our fault. We decided we were going to start. I mean, literally, this celebrity was about to celebrate her 100th birthday.
Yeah.
In less than 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. The day that we announced that Celebrity Death Phone was starting back, the very day. She died.
Yeah, she did.
That day. I mean, Lamont. Oh, I shouldn't say that. I know who. We have a call. Do you want to go ahead and do that now? Do you want to play that call?
I don't have.
You do. I put it in.
I'm saying I don't have a segment for that. I figure we'd do that in the contact segment.
Oh, okay. So we don't have to do it now. Anyway.
I mean, we'll talk can. About it. Let me move some stuff around here. Let me do this and do that. All right, yeah, go. But go ahead and talk about, give us your Whataburger update, and then we'll go check in on the, because we do have some other phone. We do have some voicemails.
Look, I know you guys love my rants about Whataburger. I thought about not doing it, but I know everyone loves it. I know it is requested. We get emails. Everyone's like, could you please rant about Whataburger some more?
This is true. This is true.
So I should never get fast food on Friday nights at all because
ever.
It never fails that on a Friday night I go to get fast food and it gets fucked up and it takes a really long time and then I'm running in here trying to eat before I come. Anyway, so I go to Whataburger.
Go to Whataburger, yes.
And I've stopped using the app completely because I timed it. And it takes about triple the amount of time for them to bring the food out when you use the app as it does if you just get in line. Mm-hmm. Now, most sane companies, McDonald's, you can order on the app and also get in line. Okay. You just go up to the thing and you say, here's my code, McDonald's. And they go, great, we've got your order. And they have it when you go up to, it's great. Whataburger, no, you can't get in line if you use the app. You have to do curbside, which is in a field 5 blocks from the Whataburger. They can't see you. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I stopped doing that. I get in line. So they have this double line thing.
Yes.
Right. They get lazy sometimes. especially when it's cold outside or something like that. So what they'll do is the second lane, they'll tell them to merge into the first lane.
Yes.
So tonight, I pulled up. I was there first. But this other guy in this truck pulls up in the second lane, and the girl who was taking my order was so slow, Daniel. I told her the whole order.
Yes. What was the order? What was the whole order?
A number 8, add ketchup, no lettuce, no tomato, large fry, large diet, Dr. Pepper. Okay.
Would you like extra ice with that?
No, thank you.
Okay.
So I tell her that order, mm-hmm. and I'm listening because there's a... I'm competing with the guy next to me. I'm like, they've already started his order. Oh my God. I'm looking over.
What did he order?
I don't know. I couldn't hear him, but I knew he was speaking, but I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Yeah,
I heard
I'd like to order a number 8 with extra ketchup and no tomatoes.
I heard a Sprite. That's mm-hmm. all I heard. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And he had a very Southern accent.
Yeah.
And
as most people in Arkansas do.
Yeah. So, and I was sitting there thinking, he's going to finish before me. I wonder if they're going to have him merge. This is not fair. Mm-hmm. And I sit there and it's quiet for, I don't know, a minute or two.
Minute of blessed quiet.
The whole time this guy is placing his order.
Yes.
She comes up and says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. What was that? I have to repeat it again. And then I have to repeat 2 or 3 times a couple of things, and she gets it wrong, and I have to correct her, and I'm like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done this on Friday night. So then he finishes before me, and they have him merge. And I'm like, dadgummit. Not only did he finish before me, I was there first, but he merged in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking to myself.
Now you're taking this home.
Yeah.
Did it ever occur to you to just order it as it comes and then add the ketchup at home and not have to
No, I like their ketchup.
You could just ask them for packets of their ketchup.
It's not the same. Anyway, regardless, it's not a complicated order, Daniel. I'm sure he customized his as well. Anyway, regardless, I think, you know what? There's probably going to be a
problem. Would it surprise you if I told you, Adam, I have never in my life customized an order at a fast food restaurant ever?
Well, it is a problem. I mean, it doesn't surprise me, and it is a problem because it seems that fast food places, other than Chick-fil-A, cannot seem to cut. Even though,
in fairness, Chick-fil-A has a stale piece of chicken and a pickle. That's it. That's like all. What are you going to customize on that? Can I have can I have my chicken extra stale, please?
And you and I have discussed this before. Mm-hmm. Whataburger advertises that there's over 52,000 ways to have your Whataburger.
That's right.
Or something.
And one of those ways is just a bun with ketchup and mustard.
So I think I have these premonitions, Daniel. When I was in the plane crash, I had a premonition a couple of weeks before it happened.
Right.
That we were going to be in a plane crash, and then it happened.
Right.
I mean, I'm not. You know, right. I have premonitions.
You have premonitions.
I had a premonition that something was going to be screwed up because
you can't go in.
I'm in the line.
No, but I'm saying you couldn't have just pulled in the parking lot and gone inside.
Well, I'd already ordered at that point. So that would have confused
them. But you had a premonition.
I could have. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have, but I was in line. Anyway, regardless, he gets up there. His order is super fast. And I thought, there is no way.
No way.
And so I pull up. And they say, did you have the spicy blah, blah, blah? I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, no, I did not. They're like, what did you have? I repeated it.
A number 8 with extra ketchup and something.
Yeah. They close the window and start discussing it. They open the window again. Was there a grilled cheese with it? I'm like, no. No, it was a number 8. I'm like, I ordered it, and they were so confused, and they kept closing the window and then opening it again and asking me another question, and like that happened 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. Then I said, here's what happened, guys. She's like, what lane were you in? I was like, I was in the first lane, but there was a guy in the second lane, and whoever was taking my order, which I think was the girl I was talking to, was super slow. Mm-hmm. And the guy in the second lane merged into this lane in front of me. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh.
I wasn't slow, sir. I'm learning.
And then she closed the window again.
Yes.
Anyway, they open it. Not to make this a long story. Too late.
Too late. Yes.
He's like, can you pull up to the, they wanted to get me out of the window.
Right. Yeah. They wanted to get you out of their face.
They said to me, well, we don't have that order, sir. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. No, I didn't say that, but that's what I was thinking. I ordered it. What do you mean you don't have it? I mean, I literally talked to a girl and I, so then I'm like, well, I'm in a hurry. I've got a pot. I didn't say I've got a podcast, but I'm thinking podcast. And if you pull me forward, you're going to be slow because I know how this works.
Right. Yes.
And I haven't even paid yet. And he goes, you haven't paid yet? I'm like, oh my God. You've been the one at the window the whole time. How do you not know that I haven't paid?
You just called me slow, sir.
So finally, so I pulled forward. Oh, he gave it to me for free though. That was good. So they did give me the order for free, but I pulled forward, but this is just the cherry on the cake.
Yes. The cherry on the cake.
On the ice cream or whatever. I pull forward about 5 minutes. And I was thinking, you know what? I didn't pay for it. If it takes longer than 10 minutes, I'm just driving away. Mm-hmm. So I've been there about 5 minutes. The girl comes back out, comes to my car. She doesn't have anything in her hands, but she, and she goes, what did you have on that again? I'm like, I told them at least 5 times what was on that burger.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get home and they had gotten the size of the fries wrong.
Anyway, oh my God.
I told them large fry, large fry, large fry over and over and over again.
I feel like everyone now knows number 8, extra ketchup, large fry.
Add ketchup. No lettuce, no tomato.
No lettuce, no tomato.
Yeah.
And all right.
That's the way Whataburger likes you to order. They don't want you to tell, I want cheese, ketchup, mustard, pickle, onion.
Yeah.
They want you to take how they make it and they want you to add and remove things. That's how they expect the order to be. So it comes with mustard. So they want you to add ketchup. It comes with all the vegetables. They want you to remove the ones you don't want.
Didn't come with mayo though. When I was there, I had to ask.
They do not come with mayo. You'd have to say add mayo.
Well, I didn't know that, but I was still able to get mayo though. So
I did eat, but I cut it really close.
Excellent. It is the contact segment of the show. Adam, this is the segment of the show where we read people's emails and we play their voicemails. Do we have any emails this week, Adam?
I'm assuming the answer to that is no, because you asked me, but I actually don't know.
No, we do not have any emails this week.
Okay.
We might. No, we don't. Okay. We have a lot of voicemails though. Let's get through them, shall we? I mean, you know, we enjoy these. I don't want to imply when I say let's get through them, like, you know. Like, oh God.
No, we love voicemails. Should call us.
We love it. Here's an email. I mean, a voicemail that comes in from our good buddy, Scott. I don't know which Scott. Could have been any of the Scotts. Let's take a listen to it.
If now. There are birds in the background, we know.
Right. Here we go.
Hi, Adam. Hi, Daniel. This is Scott Rashida. I know you probably thought it was Scotty the Lossy Battler.
Very clever. But very clever.
No, it's just me in California.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling to wish you a happy new year, and I hope you all have the best for the upcoming new year.
The best what?
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, the best what new year? What did he say? The best
coming up new year. And I hope you all have the best for the upcoming new year.
I don't know.
See, Battlers of all the birds. But no, it's just me in California. I'm just calling to wish you a happy new year, and I hope you all have the best for the upcoming new year. Yeah, that's it. Mainly just
Videopolis?
Maybe he's saying the best for the upcoming new year?
Oh, for the upcoming new year. Okay. I was like, best Videopolis?
I wanted to play this joke where I play Birdsong on my computer and make you think it's Scotty the Lossy Battler.
Yeah.
Chirp, 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 chirp. Thank you for your show. Thank you for making me laugh.
I was always dozing there
this
for a minute.
This is a Seder.
Oh, yes.
Catch you later.
Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's our good friend Scott, the Seder, Adam.
You know what? He did trick me.
He did. Yeah.
And I had not listened to that voicemail beforehand, and it just was a coincidence that I said, well, if there's birds, we're going to know. I mean, everybody's going to think that was planned.
But it wasn't.
But no, I did not. Happy New Year, Scott.
Thank you, Scott the Seder. We appreciate that. We have another email. I mean, voicemail. This one's only 6 seconds long, though. Let's see what we got.
Oh, yeah. Gary in the chat room said another.
Wait, what?
Gary in the chat room said another premonition. Look at me and my premonitions. I knew there were going to be birds. I knew there was going to be a problem with Whataburger. I knew I was going to be in a plane crash 20 years ago.
Wow. That's crazy.
Or whenever it was.
Let's see what this is.
Okay.
Man floating around in the river.
What?
There's a dead man floating around in the river.
Who is that?
Someone who is alerting us to the fact that there is a dead man, Adam, floating around in the river.
Floating around in the river.
It sounds very, it's another thing that I rewatched a piece of. It sounds very Schitt's Creek. It sounds like very Moira from Schitt's Creek. Is that possibly that what that is? Is that a thing?
There's a dead man floating around in the river.
Doesn't that sound very Moira from Schitt's Creek?
I don't know. I've only seen a few episodes of Schitt's Creek.
I'm being told in my ear here that it is from Saturday Night Live, David Spade. Also,
no clue, but thank you for calling whoever you are.
Lamont Cranston also said that Whoopi Goldberg said it to Gary Marshall. You know, we don't talk about our chat room enough, but, you know, we do this show live every Friday night on Pride 48. And
other than Friday nights where you have COVID.
Right. And but the nights that I don't, we do the show. And our chat room is there and they like to help us. They're our brain. They like to help us figure out things that we have no idea what's going on, which is, quite frankly, a lot of stuff. Let's listen to our next voicemail, shall we?
Oh, my God. I'm sure you're not going to call this person famous. And I don't know how to send these damn messages, so I'm calling it in.
Yes.
Betty White, dead, 99 years old. She used to be married to a game show host.
Alan Ludden. Yeah, Alan Ludden, she was married to. Exactly.
Betty White is definitely a celebrity, and I don't mean to sound happy about it, but we killed her. And I'm so sorry to Betty White's family.
Uh-huh.
I really loved Betty White. I, you know, she's a gay icon.
Mm-hmm.
There's this, you know what?
No, I don't know.
There is this video of one of the episodes.
Of one of the episodes of what?
Of Golden Girls.
Oh, okay.
Where
you know, Betty White, I don't know if you know this, Adam. Betty White was on more than one show.
Yes, so, I know. And it's been going around since she died. And it was the one where she's talking about them shooting the fish out of the cannon. They had a herring circus.
Yes.
And I never realized this before. And I'm a big time Golden Girls fan. Like Maddie and I used to watch Golden Girls every night during dinner.
Yes.
We could like quote them.
Yes.
But I didn't realize this one scene, which is really funny. Blanche and Dorothy were cracking up. Well, the thing is, Rose was ad-libbing.
Yes, you mean Betty White.
That part.
Yes.
Yeah, Betty White was ad-libbing, and she was cracking up. Rue McClanahan and what's her name?
B. Arthur. Yeah.
I never knew that was an ad-lib, and I never caught it. I just thought it was them acting.
Now
but they literally were, like, cracking up. And she had a straight face, like completely deadpan.
I love that story. Congratulations, Kathy Bacon. I can't talk. Kathy Bacon. Let's just run down the new rules of the celebrity death phone real quick, shall we, Adam? Unlike in the past, you don't have to be the first person to call in to get entered into the contest. But just like in the past, we're only going to increment the pot by $1 for the celebrity that dies. So if five more people call for Betty White, which, you know, spoiler alert, we know five people didn't. But if anyone else that calls for Betty White, you will be entered into the drawing. You just, we won't be increasing the amount. We're only going to increase the amount per the celebrity. Got it? And the other thing is we'll take as many Betty White calls as we got, other than the fact that now that we've played the Betty White thing, now, you know, if you didn't have your call in by now, then, you know, you can't do a Baron Frosty thing where you just wait until a month from now and then just call and like list everyone that's died. And, you know, whatever. You have to do it on the week that the celebrity died, or at least on the show where we haven't played it yet. Right.
Let's, it needs to be, I would say, I hate to change the rules midstream.
Yeah.
But I would say we probably need to state that the person needed to have died between the last show and they need to call between.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting
those
at.
Two shows.
That's what I was
because if
at.
We just say you have to call, be the first one to call, somebody's going to call for somebody who died 10 years ago.
No, we got it.
You know, that we've never. Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that actually, that Kathy Bacon was the first call that came in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Here's a follow-up call on that same day at 10 p.m. Let's listen to this one, shall we?
This is Lamont Cranston reporting the death of Betty White.
Yes.
TMZ and Page Six are reporting it.
Yes.
I have no idea if it's true. I have not independently confirmed it.
Okay.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was probably Lamont Cranston that killed her. Is that
he
still
sounds
a rule?
He sounds very, very broken up about it, but well, I think it's because he was sick.
Yeah, it's a COVID. So yeah. Lamont Cranston also had the COVID. So he did not catch it from me, though.
I wonder if Betty White died of COVID.
I feel like they would have said that. I feel like that would have been like, you know, probably.
I don't believe they announced a cause of death, or maybe they did and I haven't read it. But
she
was
99.
It just said natural causes. Well, I mean, okay. If someone's 99, you don't expect Betty White died when she fell while rock climbing.
Right.
Like, I mean, you know, you don't expect that. But I mean, somebody could die of the flu or COVID. You know,
she was like 96 when she got tackled by that football guy in that Snickers commercial. But all right, let's go into our next voicemail here, Adam. This one comes in from Scotty Battler. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Death phone call, Adam, Daniel.
Yes.
Daniel, Adam.
Yes.
Betty White died, and I know the new death phone doesn't start until 2022.
No, that's
so
not true.
People from America who called
are
automatically not allowed, but hey, in Australia, it was the 1st of January. It was already 2022. Betty White, dead. D-E-A-D, 99.9 years old. So sad, but thank you. Thank you. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler. Enter me in the competition.
Okay. Well, there you go. Scotty, welcome to the competition. What was that? Was he flushing the toilet?
I don't know. You never know with him.
was he flushing a bird down the toilet?
I don't know.
That would have been.
Probably.
And then our final voicemail also comes in from Scotty, the Lossy Battler. Let's find out what this is.
Hello, Daniel. Hello, Adam. Death phone call.
Oh, yes.
Joan Copeland. Dead.
Who? Who?
Age 99. Or was it 98?
Joan Copeland.
I just read the article. Anyway, some kind of famous US actress on stage and theater and something about a sister-in-law to Marilyn Monroe. Anyway, she's dead. Bye. Yeah. That's my entry. Thanks, Scotty. You're a Zibella.
Joan Kirkland? Copeland. Kenneth Copeland, we would have accepted Kenneth Copeland dying. That would have been
okay.
Great.
Yeah, here it is. Joan Copeland.
Yeah, but I've never heard
age
of
99, U.S. actress.
Okay, but just because she was an actress doesn't mean I've ever heard of her. Have you ever heard of Joan? Like, has she been in anything that you or I would have at any point seen?
Well, she, Hollywood Reporter, you're going to...
I'm just saying today.
These companies that want to make money from me reading their articles, how dare they? She was Marilyn Monroe's sister-in-law.
Okay, great.
She is best known for her performances as the bored rich socialite Vera Simpson in the 1977 Broadway revival of Pal Joey. She was also Katharine Hepburn's standby as Coco Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
For the musical Coco, which ran more than... Was she one of those, what are they? The ones that that Wolverine is saying we should be applauding because right. they're yes. filling in during while all
let
these
me,
people are having.
Let me just make a snap decision on my own here, Adam. No, no, sorry.
I mean, I think we should count it, but we don't have a third person to break a tie.
Well, I don't know. So, you know, our executive producer does provide us with a list of the people who have died in a given week. Let's see. I'm going to look here.
Cyclone can break the tie. Cyclone is Joan Copeland a celebrity?
I do not see it on his list of people that have died.
We're waiting. There's a little bit of a delay here. So he says celebrity.
He says celebrity. All right, fine.
So we're going to, you know what? We're going to give it to her because Cyclone is the tiebreaker. All what right. if he's not here one night and we need a tiebreaker?
Then we'll have to open it up to the... To the chat room. Well, all right. Congratulations, Scotty. You were entered in twice, and we are now going to increase the massive, massive pot to $2. So $2 yep. now stands for the Celebrity Death Phone Prize Fund. We never even said when we're going to give it away. When are we going to give it away?
Well, I would think we should give it away in the Pride 48 summer live streaming event.
Okay. And the Pride 48 live summer streaming event.
Which we don't have dates for yet, but we will soon.
Sometime in the summer.
Yeah. Yep.
Or, ooh, here's an idea. Or if it gets high enough, we could give it away on the Alaskan cruise to only people that are there.
Only on the cruise?
Yeah, that would be to us. Oh. We could give it to us on
use
the
it
Alaskan
in the casino. Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Exactly. Like
basically.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we
okay.
could double down. We could double down. You know, I'm sure that would be fine, right? We could. Anyway, thank you sure. very much for those of you who called and participated. By the way, the new Celebrity Death Phone number, if you would like to participate that way, is 707-61-DEATH. And of course, you could always use voicemail.mix-podcast.com as several people did. So thank you to everyone who called in. 3, 2, 1. All right,
Adam. I assumed that we had no other celebrity death phone calls because I didn't realize everyone used voicemail.mix-podcast.com and not right. the phone number.
That's right. But now, you know. All right, go ahead. Tell me what I'm dubious of this because I'm not a big fan of British game shows. So, and I see that you have this as a topic on the board tonight, and that kind of worries me because to me, the British just don't get game shows. Like they're not game show people. But go ahead. What were you going to talk
the
about?
The British have so many game shows, Daniel.
Name one that's good.
All of our game shows came from England. Like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire started in England before.
Oh my God, what a tedious fucking show that
it
is.
Was here. The Weakest Link.
That oh yeah, that lasted a long time.
Well, no, but I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Those are the only two I can think of, but I think most of our game shows started in England or some other country. And but regardless, I really like things, you know, British in general. We know this.
Because you used to live there.
Well, I wasn't going to say that because right, I don't want to brag.
You don't like to talk about it. Yeah.
You know, that I've lived overseas.
You are no stranger to beans on toast.
No, although I don't like beans, but I mean, I don't like those canned tomato saucy beans.
Which are I'm basically not a big the beans that they put on the toast.
The Hunt's beans.
Right.
I don't really, or whatever the brand is. But anyway, I was recommended the other night. I was just laying in bed because when we go to sleep, I usually have my phone there and I will watch something to put myself to sleep.
So you were laying in bed. And you were recommended. Like, did
Google,
did like someone come up next to you and be like, hey, how about watching this British game show? Like, no, where were you?
My
like,
phone.
Oh, your
my
phone.
My phone recommends things. Okay. You know, it's, I don't remember whether it was, so you know, there's the Google Now feed.
Right.
So a lot of times I'll get YouTube videos in there. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I will just open up YouTube because I'm looking for things to watch to fall asleep. Lately, it's been Unreal Engine tutorials.
Yeah. That'll put because, you that will definitely put you to sleep. Yes.
Because I, you know, another 3D modeling thing, mm-hmm. because, you know, they use Unreal Engine for all the backdrops of Mandalorian and like all those other. But anyway.
See here, if you add several more polygons to the side of this, that it will actually give the illusion of physics happening on the water feature.
Yeah. And the, you know, there's Unreal Engine 5 has light. It'll calculate the lighting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you, anyway, so sometimes I'll do those, but something recommended, hey, Adam.
Yes.
You would like this show.
And what is it? I'm dying to know.
So it's called The Big Fat Quiz Show.
The Big Fat Quiz Show.
Of, and then whatever the year.
Okay.
They only do it once a year, and it's with celebrities. Now, they have a big fat quiz of everything that I think they do more episodes of. I think those are also celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
But I've only really enjoyed the big fat quiz of 2021, or I've gone all the way from 2021 backwards to, I'm at like 2010 now.
It has a very HGTV feel to it.
And it's got, have you ever heard of Jimmy Carr?
Yeah, I've heard of Jimmy Carr.
He's the host. I think he's kind of cute, actually. Mm-hmm. He's funny, too. And one of the panelists, so the way this works is, mm-hmm. they have celebrity panelists in their teams. Three yes. teams of two. And they're all British comedians. James Corden has been a panelist before.
Yeah.
When he was still living in England. Are we listening to it? Or
yeah,
you...
well, I'm just, okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go, so, yes.
So anyway, did you ever watch The IT Crowd?
Yes.
So Richard Ayoade, mm-hmm. who is the, I don't know if he's African British. Do they call it African British?
Well, he's not African American. That's definitely.
Well, I mean, yeah. what do they call yes. people of color?
Mm-hmm.
In England.
British.
I mean, we say African American. But anyway, I don't know if he's that, but he's a darker complected person.
Yes.
And with the poofy hair.
Right.
And I always found him to be hilarious on that show. He is on The IT Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
He is also very funny on this show. So, I mean, it's basically a quiz about current events that happened in that particular year.
Now, I don't see him in this panel for the 2021.
He may not be 2021, okay. but he's in a lot of them.
Okay.
He's in a lot of them. For a while, he was like every year. I mean, I've watched, I don't know, 10 of them in the past week. And he's in 8 of them out okay. of 10 or something.
All right.
So anyway, and it, James Corden, the Jack Whitehall.
Don't know him.
He's really cute also.
Mm-hmm.
He does this show on Netflix called Travels with My Father.
Oh.
And, so I got into watching that and then I was just, you know, so give it a shot. Maybe you're not okay. going to like it because yeah. apparently you know, but, this Jimmy Carr hosts several different game shows. And
I guess my complaint with British quiz shows or British game shows is that they spend more time on their production than they do on the play elements of the game. So like if you take Who Wants to Be a Millionaire as a perfect example, it's basically a trivia show, right? I'm going to ask you some trivia questions and I've got a chatty host who's going to be like, are you sure, Adam? Are you sure you want to risk maybe answering this correctly? Or is that your final answer? Right. That's all great. But the pieces that annoy me about them are the extra, the lights have to swoop down and go every single fucking time. And it was like, yeah, I got it. You got lights. I got that. That's great.
Okay.
So those, they over rely on the gimmicks as opposed to, all right, we've seen your lights. We got it. Now just get to the trivia. Cause I don't give a shit about your lights anymore.
Okay. Yeah. This one is not like that, but I don't know if you'll like this because this is one of those where it's a bunch of comedians and they spend a lot of time trying to be funny.
Yes.
And so every answer from every team, they'll have like a funny answer and then their real answer or something. Okay. So there's a lot of banter.
Just like Hollywood Squares.
And there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff I like as well. James Corden has been doing this thing on his show since COVID where he talks with his cameraman and he talks with his
yeah.
writers and stuff like that because they didn't have an audience. And I love that. I love the behind the scenes, like chatting with your producer sort of stuff. And they do that on this show. They'll bring picnics. The oh. celebrities will bring a picnic. Anyway, I like it. It's funny. Right, he's so. Also does one called, and I'm not going to remember, Countdown.
I got it.
And another one today. One other one.
I'm gonna move on.
One other one.
I'm gonna move on, Adam. I'm gonna move on.
I literally just told you.
This is becoming very much like a number eight with extra ketchup. This is, we need to move on. We need to move on, Adam.
News game. It's the news game. It's the news game. What questions will he ask?
It is the Mix Minus News Game. This is a segment of the show where Adam will read me some questions from the New York Times News Quiz, not using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will answer those questions. These are multiple choice questions. I will try to answer without using the multiple choice. If I get stuck, I am always free to ask for the choices. There's what, 11, 12, something questions on the news quiz. Adam's only going to ask me five of them. So,
there are 11. Yeah.
All right.
So what you're telling me from before is you don't want me to do all the production elements in between, because I had some, you know, lights dimming effects and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So none of that, right?
Yeah, none of that. Adam, what is okay. our first question on the news quiz this evening?
Hold on.
Oh, I'm having to hold on. I was done with my production elements, and I figured that you were ready.
Okay. Russian mm-hmm. troops. Oh, sorry. Russia.
Yes.
Sent troops to help quash anti-government protest.
Yes, in Kazakhstan.
In
yes.
which country?
Kazakhstan.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, that's my final answer.
All right.
Yes.
Now going for $100.
$100. Oh, wow. I'm getting money. This is new for 2022. Daniel's getting money.
Okay. Studies have found that Omicron infections do less damage to blank. You should be an expert in this.
I am an expert on this.
Where earlier variants often caused scarring.
Yes.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah, lungs, because it's a respiratory disease. But yeah, it turns out that the Omicron does not do as much damage to the lungs as like Delta does.
Now, one of the possible answers is the brain. The jury's still out on that one if your brain has been affected.
That's true.
So
my brain may have.
We'll have to wait and see.
I may have COVID brain.
But that is the answer they wanted. It was the lungs that they wanted.
Two out of two.
The next
Adam.
One is a sports question, Daniel, but because you have COVID, I'm going to skip that one.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Twitter said it had permanently suspended the personal account of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia.
Yes.
Because she had repeatedly violated its rules about blank.
Disinformation. Disinformation. Did they need more specific than that? COVID disinformation is what it was.
Okay. COVID misinformation.
Well, disinformation, misinformation, same thing. So yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That hurt five strikes. It's like Twitter has fucking five. All right. You know what? That's once. And if you do it four more times,
It's like I'm gonna count to five or three.
Count
it's like
to
one,
12,
two, mm-hmm. two and a half,
two and three quarters.
All right, number four.
Number four. This is the penultimate question. Yes.
Elizabeth Holmes. The founder of a Silicon Valley startup was found guilty of fraud.
She was.
What did she say her company's products could do?
Everything. It was a DNA thing. It was a DNA.
Do you want me to give you, because one of these I like one of these answers.
All right, give me the thing. But it was a DNA thing where we can tell you your history, like with a couple of drops of blood or something like that. But,
since the presence of spiders within a 60-foot radius.
Oh, that's a possibility.
Translate a dog's barks into English.
Yes.
Recharge my phone in less than 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Predict the weather more than 50 years into the future.
That is completely unuseful.
Or detect a variety of ailments with just a few drops of blood.
We're going to go with that one, Adam. We're going to go with that final one there. That one.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, yes.
Yeah. She said, the technology, she said all that and the technology failed to meet the hype.
Yes.
All right.
Which, Betty White. She's literally the first person in technology to ever have overpromised on a product. Clearly. No other company has ever overpromised on a product ever.
That's true. It was a shame. Betty White, who we talked about earlier.
I know her.
A television star whose career spanned 7 decades.
7 decades.
Died on the day that we restarted the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
At 99 years
old. So you still feel very guilty about that. Yes.
She won Emmys for performances on which 3 of the following shows? So here are your choices.
All right, hold on.
Unless you want to give me 3 shows.
Well, I mean, like Golden Girls is a given. Like she won an Emmy for Golden Girls. And probably Mary Tyler Moore was her other big one. So I would say those 2, but I don't know what the third one. All right, go. What are my choices?
Okay, those 2 choices are there, so I'm marking those 2.
Okay.
The remaining 3 are ER, Growing Pains, or Saturday Night Live.
I don't think ER or Growing Pains has ever won an Emmy for anything like
that. I don't know.
So I'm going to go with SNL. Is that? Get up. Oh my God, I got a perfect score, Adam. A perfect score.
Well, I guess you don't have, your brain has not deteriorated from COVID. Brain. That is 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. And I can get bonus points by, you know, doing this speed quiz for 60 seconds from, I don't need it, but I'm still going to do it, Adam. So let's put 60 seconds up on the big board.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What's the University of Paris more commonly called?
Pretentious.
The Sorbonne. What drummer signed his last name with a star on the Discover card he designed?
Ringo.
That is correct. What gangster said of the IRS, they can't collect legal taxes from illegal money?
Cagney?
Al Capone.
Oh.
What did China try to prohibit international development of by outlawing the export of sulfur and saltpeter in 1067?
Oh, gunpowder.
That's correct. What cable TV network boasts the slogan, doing every story justice?
What TV show?
Yes, TV station.
No idea.
Court TV.
Oh.
And what 1995 World Series teams were both picketed by American Indian Movement?
The Redskins and the Apaches, I don't know.
The Atlanta Braves and Cleveland Indians.
Well, there you go.
You actually got, let's see, 3 out of 6.
3 out of 6? That's not bad, Adam. So maybe COVID has increased my brain power.
Maybe it has.
Yeah, something.
Did you use all that downtime to study? Is that what it was?
Like I said, I did. I watched all of Netflix, and although we keep pointing out tonight things that I didn't watch on Netflix. Netflix
like is that very, horrible, The Power of the Dog.
Say what?
The Power of the Dog.
The Power, is that on Netflix?
Yeah.
I have no idea. What the hell is The Power of the Dog? What is that?
It's horrible.
Oh, it's horrible.
Well, no, everyone loves it except for Mark and I. But Mark and I both hated it.
Okay.
It's a Western. I can't really even describe it. It's a Western. There's a mother, a widower and her son.
This sounds great.
And these 2 country brothers, one of them marries her and the other one is just mean and nasty to everyone.
Wow.
And there's some homoerotic stuff.
Oh, wait, you had me at homoerotic, so I'm going to go there. Adam, each and every single week, our executive producer sends us a voluminous pile of material that we wade through? What do? Do we
wade through it? Wade through.
You're like we put on those rubber pants and just go wading through it all. This is all stuff that happened on the date that we are recording of some year. So, if, for instance, today would be things that happened on January 7th of some year. This is all information from the Mix Minus Research Center Archives and Test Kitchen. By the way, today is National Bobblehead Day, Adam. So, happy National Bobblehead Day.
I wonder if there was a Betty White bobblehead. I bet there was.
I mean, we have the internet. You could just search.
But then you'd hear me typing. I will. Betty White
bobblehead.
Mm-hmm. I'm searching right now. Oh, No, there's a Sophia. Oh, yes, there is a Betty White bobblehead.
Well, there you go.
All of the Golden Girls have a bobblehead.
It's also National Tempura Day.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way green beans are good.
Really?
Well, that, and I have a recipe for bacon-wrapped green beans.
Well, that's
they're also good.
That sounds good. Yeah. I mean, I like green beans, so I'm, you know, I like them in
multiple. Not a big green bean fan. They're kind of bland.
On this day, January 7th, 2015, Florida recognized same-sex marriages.
Huh? Way to go, Florida.
I don't know where that fell. You know.
You mean like in the order?
Yeah, in the order. Like, I don't know if that was after the Supreme Court. I have very little information on this. I just have that blurb.
I can't say anything about Florida, but I can tell you Arkansas went down kicking and screaming, even to the point where people were refusing to marry folks, even though the Supreme Court had ruled that they had to.
That's true.
So
in 1976, the Disney barbershop harmony group, the Dapper Dans, appeared on the television variety series Tony Orlando and Dawn. Do you remember that show, Adam?
I've never seen that show. I have heard that name.
Dapper Dans or Tony Orlando and Dawn?
Well, all three of those.
Okay.
I've heard all three of those, but I couldn't tell you a damn thing about any of them.
In 1992, The Voyage of the Little Mermaid, a multimedia presentation opened at the Disney MGM Studios in Florida, replacing a attraction called Here Come the Muppets. Now, by the way, The Voyage of the Little Mermaid is no longer there. It's been shut down and everything. And I believe the reason for that is because over at the Kingdom, there is a Voyage of the Little Mermaid where they use animatronics. And the animatronic Ariel actually has more personality than the lady that they had singing Ariel in the live show. So pretty sure that's why that happened. She was so bad. She was just so bad.
Is the live multimedia thing where you go and you sit down and your seat rumbles and there's like this 3D thing, movie playing, and they spray you in your face with some water? And
not on this particular one. Voyage of the Little Mermaid was a multimedia presentation in the sense that it mixed puppets and live actors and special effects on stage to tell the story of the Little Mermaid. Yeah.
Is that kind of like the Finding Nemo show that the guy who was in
Michael Cantaloupe.
That podcaster.
Yeah. Michael Cantaloupe. Yes.
Yeah.
He was in the Finding Nemo, the musical, which is no longer at Animal Kingdom. It's actually being reimagined as like Nemo and Friends, the musical or something like that. It's supposed to open this next month. Anyway.
Okay.
In 1789, Adam, January 7th, 1789, the date which will live in infamy, it was the date by which the states are required to choose electors for the country's first ever presidential election.
But I just have to read this. Cyclone in the chat room says, Adam just described visiting a bad bathhouse during an earthquake when I was describing the multimedia shows.
Where they spray,
I found that to be funny.
Spray things on you and whatnot.
Yeah, your seats vibrate and they spray things on you.
Right,
so,
and January 7th, 1927, the Harlem Globetrotters played their first game. Here's the real question, though. Was Meadowlark Lemon the captain of the team? That's a big fatty joke. Like, only Big Fatty would get that show.
The only time I've seen the Harlem Globetrotters was this episode of... Shit. The cartoon with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo.
The Harlem Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo.
Right. They had to play basketball against the Scooby-Doo gang.
Yeah.
To save the world or something like that. Adam, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but folks are dying to go on the world's first doomsday cruise.
Isn't that what we're going on in May?
It is exactly the Royal Caribbean Doomsday Cruise that we will be going on. The ship will be sunk with hundreds of terminally ill people on board in the world's most stylish mass suicide.
The COVID. It's the COVID cruise.
It's the COVID cruise.
We signed up.
It's the COVID cruise that, what's his name? Ricky Burton has warned us about. There was water found on the moon, but it turns out it was just astronaut pee.
Oh. I mean, everybody's got to pee.
Right. Forget about all the hubbaloo over scientists finding ice on the moon. Now, red-faced NASA officials have discovered that the frozen liquid came from a couple of astronauts who had to relieve themselves during the moonwalks back in. Like, they make it sound like they just whipped out their dick in a vacuum of space. Like, they're just like, you know, they have these multi-million dollar spacesuits to, like, keep them pressurized. And whatnot. It's like, oh, I'm just going to wait. Hold on. I got to take a leak.
And where did they find a tree to go behind? Like, well, they had that flag. Everybody knows, every good Southerner knows that when you pee outdoors, you have to find a tree.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or something. You have to stand behind something.
Clearly, I'm not a very good Southerner. Adam, there were some number one movies at the box office on January 7th of different years. I'm going to play you a theme song of one of these movies, and I would like for you to tell me what movie it is. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Tootsie! I'm gonna say Tootsie.
Now, you said that before the music even started, though. I mean.
Yeah, but I'm still gonna say Tootsie.
You're gonna say Tootsie, huh?
Yeah.
All right, yes, it is Tootsie. I'm not going to, I figured I'd get to the singing part. I was just like,
I've never seen Tootsie.
Really?
As far as I know, but for some reason I remember something about a cab. And maybe that's not even a thing, but.
You know, that was the opening scene. There was a cab going by. Dustin Hoffman was dressed as Tootsie. It's trying to hail the cab as a woman. And then he uses his man voice.
I don't think I've seen it. I mean, maybe I have, but chat. Lamont Cranston says, smack your hand, watch it. It's a lovely movie. I mean, I don't have a good memory. So, I mean, I could have seen it, but I guess I need
clarification from the chat room. The Auntie Scott in the chat room is saying that I said whipped out their dick and the quality of mix minus is still set. Did I say dick? I thought I said penis.
You said dick, but. But I mean,
well, then
you know,
I apologize to everyone for that. That's
you know,
that's
I think what's wrong with saying whipped out their dick,
Adam? Several people were born on this day, January 7th, of different years. We would like to say very happy birthday to some of them. MJ Rodriguez turned 31, Liam Aiken turned 32, Brett Dalton turned 39, and Jeremy Renner turns 51. I like how it's like Jeremy Renner. Jeremy Renner, actor, The Hurt Locker. No, it's Hawkeye. It's Hawkeye. Everyone knows him as Hawkeye. Turns 50,
he is
51.
The worst Marvel superhero.
What are you? You take that back. You take that back right now.
First of all, I don't like the heroes that don't have powers. So I'm not a fan of any of the ones that are just like, oh, I'm a ninja, you know, or whatever. Like Scarlet.
How are we even friends?
I like the ones with powers that are powerful.
Speaking of power, Nicolas Cage turns 58, Katie Couric turns 65, and David Caruso turned 66.
Happy birthday.
Anyone else that you wanted to say happy birthday to?
I don't know. I don't remember the name of it, but it was
yeah, it was CSI Miami. Yeah. That was him. Also, Butterfly McQueen was born on January 7th. She died in 1995. So anyway, happy birthday to each and every one of you from each and every one of us.
Wouldn't it be both of us?
Or all of us? Or I mean, I'm assuming that the chat room is joining us and wishing them a happy birthday. Maybe so. I got some news today, Adam.
Okay.
I'm reluctant to share it with you because.
Why?
I believe it's kind of the admission of like a felony.
On your part?
No, not on my part. On my sister's part. We have been trying to sell.
I'm not an officer of the law, Daniel. Right.
I'll just say it was a joke. We've been trying to sell my mother's house, you know, since she died. And we've gone through several different iterations of people, you know, making offers and waiting for financing and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, my sister texted today and said, allegedly, my sister said Where's that?
Well, this show is scripted and fictional, so anything we say is we're in character.
Scattered some of Grammy and Grandy's ashes at the house before turning the keys over to the new owners.
You know,
I'm pretty sure that that's you know, illegal there to spread the ashes in a public, you know, or like in city bounds.
You know, it's funny that you say that, Daniel, because, you know, as everybody knows from this episode, Betty White died recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was an episode of The Golden Girls where they were trying to save a tree.
A tree?
And this old woman, there was a the old woman was a nasty old mean woman. The tree was in her yard.
Which one of the Golden Girls? Because they were all nasty old women. Which one are you?
It was on any of the Golden Girls. There was this woman who owned the house that the tree was in, and the girls were trying to save the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And this old woman went to the court and said, no, you guys knock it down. You know, Tara, I've never liked that tree, you know, or whatever. And Rose says, well, you just need to shut up and give us a chance to do it, or you can just drop dead. And the woman drops dead right there in the courthouse. Wow. Anyway, Rose spreads her ashes over the tree, around the tree, so the city couldn't dig up the tree.
Well,
because it was a burial. So, I mean,
you know, I think we should start a new segment on the show. Adam explains the plot of a Golden Girls episode. That's fascinating. Adam, welcome back. I'm glad that you were able to survive your COVID to make it back.
It wasn't me. I have not had COVID. It was you.
Got it.
It was you.
If you'd like to send us an email, you can do so. contact@mixminuspodcast.com. You can also send us a voicemail one of two ways. You can point your browsing device to voicemail.mixminuspodcast.com. You can also call us on our new celebrity death line, 707-61-DEATH. Now remember, new rules in place, so you don't have to be the first person to report a death. You will be entered into the contest, so make sure that you warm up your fingers there. I'm not going to say anything, but someone very famous did die today that we've gotten no phone calls on, so absolutely something you want to check into. Adam, we'll be back next week, so how you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. I will say you can't call about Betty White or the other person.
We can't even remember her name.
Joan Copeland.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.